Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing for April 10th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed show today: secure sandboxing for AI-generated code, a telemetry scandal, Little Snitch finally coming to Linux, and a whole lot more.
Yeah, there's a real theme running through today's stories. It feels like the AI coding stack is finally growing up and splitting into real infrastructure layers. Let's get into it.
So the big story: Daytona just crossed 3,200 stars on GitHub. And it's purpose-built for one specific problem: running AI-generated code safely in isolated sandboxes at scale. If you've got an LLM writing and executing code, coding assistants, data pipelines, autonomous agents, Daytona gives you elastic, secure execution environments on demand.
Right. And what's wild is how many teams are still cobbling this together themselves. Docker containers, custom firewall rules, resource limits, all duct-taped together. Daytona's basically saying, stop doing that. This is a solved problem now. Use something purpose-built.
Exactly. And it pairs really nicely with another project trending today called Archon, which is an open-source harness builder for making AI coding deterministic. So you've got Archon on the validation and testing side, Daytona on the execution side, and the generation layer is your LLM of choice.
That's interesting, because 6 months ago you'd have to build all three of those layers yourself. Now we're seeing distinct, composable tools for each one. I think 6 months from now, these are going to be standardized pipelines that just snap together. If you're building AI coding products today, seriously, stop rolling your own sandbox.
Moving to AI and models? VoxCPM2 from OpenBMB dropped. And this one caught my eye. It's a tokenizer-free text-to-speech model that handles multilingual voice cloning. Self-hostable, no per-character billing. If you've been paying 11 labs for voice generation, this is a real alternative.
Tokenizer-free is the interesting bit there. Removing that bottleneck should make the whole pipeline cleaner, especially for multilingual use cases where tokenization gets messy.
Also worth flagging, Kyle Kingsbury, the Jepsen guy, published an essay arguing that ML is going to be profoundly weird. Over 460 comments on Hacker News. His core point is that builders should design for unreliability as a feature, not treat it as a bug to fix later.
That resonates. If you're shipping AI products right now, the honest move is to build your failure modes into the architecture from day one, instead of pretending the model will just get better and your edge cases will disappear. Link in the briefing, really worth the read.
All right, developer tools. And this is where things get spicy. A developer posted a detailed breakdown of ditching Claude Code subscription for Zed Editor plus OpenRouter. And they're saving about $100 a month with the same capabilities and more model flexibility.
$100 a month adds up fast, especially if you've got a whole team on these tools. And OpenRouter gives you the ability to swap models without changing your workflow, so you're not locked in. That's a concrete playbook for anyone whose AI coding spend is getting out of hand.
And then there's the Vercel story. Someone discovered that Vercel's Claude Code plugin is sending your prompts upstream as telemetry. If you're working on proprietary code with that plugin enabled, you might want to audit your settings immediately.
Ooh, that's a trust issue. And it connects right back to the broader theme today. Builders are demanding transparency over their toolchains. This kind of discovery is exactly what pushes teams towards self-hosted or open-source alternatives, where they can actually see what's being sent where.
Quick shout-out to Archon, which we mentioned with Daytona. It tackles the reproducibility problem in AI-assisted coding. Same prompt, same testable output every time. If you're trying to integrate Copilot-style tools into CI/CD, this is the missing testing layer. Link in the briefing.
Non-determinism in CI/CD is a nightmare. The fact that someone built a harness specifically for that is a sign the ecosystem is maturing past the wow AI wrote code phase into, okay, how do we actually ship this reliably?
On the security and infrastructure front, Little Snitch has arrived on Linux. 500 plus points on Hacker News. Developers have been begging for this for years.
Finally, on macOS, Little Snitch is one of those tools you just install on day one. Per-application network monitoring on Linux has been a massive gap. If you're running Linux workstations or servers and want real visibility into what's phoning home, go grab this.
Also notable, the team behind Gruff and UV Astral, published their open-source security approach. If you're shipping dev tools, especially anything touching package management and supply chain, their security model is a solid reference architecture.
Astral's been on a tear. The fact that they're being transparent about their security model is exactly the kind of thing that builds trust in the ecosystem. More of this, please.
Quick hit. The EFF is leaving X, another major org exiting the platform. Thunderbird has a donation drive going after a funding crunch. So if you use it, go support them. And there's a fascinating deep dive from the New York Times making the case that Satoshi Nakamoto is Adam back.
Oh, the Satoshi piece is going to generate some arguments. And honestly, help keep Thunderbird alive. It's one of those open source projects everyone takes for granted until it's gone.
One more fun one. Someone figured out how Pizza Tycoon simulated traffic on a 25 megahertz CPU back in the day. Retro engineering at its finest.
That's the kind of constraint-driven engineering we've completely lost. 25 megahertz. We can barely render a loading spinner in under a second now.
So the big takeaway from today, the AI coding stack, is disaggregating into specialized layers: generation, validation, execution. Projects like Daytona and Archon are telling you to stop building these layers yourself. And between the Vercel telemetry issue and the Zed cost savings playbook, the message is clear. Builders want transparency and control.
If you're choosing AI dev tools this quarter, prioritize open source, self-hostable options with clear data policies. The polished managed service with opaque telemetry is increasingly a liability, not a convenience.
Well said. That's your builder's briefing for April 10th. All the links and details are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, build something great.
And audit your telemetry settings. See you tomorrow.